This is St. Louis Public Radio. The brain is a mysterious and difficult organ for scientists to study. What's more challenging is to study one of a dinosaur that went extinct more than 60 million years ago. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen tells us about how researchers are CT scanning Triceratops skulls to study the dinosaur's brain.
It's late morning at the St. Louis Science Center. Children are running around the animatronic Tyrannosaurus Rex, touching fossils that are on display. Educator Ryan Thomas shows two boys a partial skull of a young Triceratops.
So inside of here is where the brain would sit. And it's not a very big brain.
Where's the brain right now? What's
the brain eroded.
Thomas then explains that brains are soft tissues that don't fossilize. The Science Center has two juvenile Triceratops skulls that it collected from Northeast Montana. And last fall, dinosaur brain expert Ashley Morehart at Washington University put the skulls through a CT scanner. She's using detailed images of what the fossils look like inside to guess what the Triceratops brain looked like. She sees features in the images that also exist in human skulls.
Grooves for blood vessels, canals for cranial nerves.
But there are a lot of differences between human and Triceratops brains. For example, the human brain is globe-shaped, like most mammals. The Triceratops brain is tubular, which is the case for lizards and other reptiles. The Triceratops also has small brains, given its large body size.
The brain itself would have been about the size of a walnut and a half.
But regardless, the Triceratops existed for much longer than humans have.
We can joke about them being dumb, but really what mattered was that they were smart enough for what they needed to be to survive.
Knowing how the Triceratops brain developed can help scientists understand how animals over time have grown and tolerated with environmental changes. Morehart can't give away just yet what she's seeing in the CT scans, but she hopes to publish her findings in the coming months. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.